What's up, guys, and welcome back to Real Bearded News. Today, we're going to talk about a very weird movie I meant to take to do this episode earlier this week, but life gets in the way sometimes, and we really don't get ready for it. But this week, we're talking about The Night House, and this was directed by David Bruckner. If you remember this director, he is the director of The Signal and The Ritual. Clearly, this man likes to direct movies that have the in front of the title. But The Night House is a very, if you watch The Signal, if you watch The Ritual, very, very awesome horror-esque movies for sure. I definitely recommend that you watch both of them. The Signal was one of his first movies, and it shows, but it's still a great movie. Like, it doesn't take away from the story. But if you watch those, like, either The Signal or The Ritual, there are other ones as well that he's directed that I'm not mentioning, but if you have watched those as well, you kind of know what to expect from The Night House. Now, this movie wasn't perfect, but it also isn't the worst movie that has come out in 2021. And as far as horror-esque movies or horror in general is concerned, this isn't one of the worst ones from this year. I mean, we did have the Conjuring movie come out that I did watch, and I didn't do a review, but it wasn't that good. And this one, it definitely outranks the Conjuring, in my opinion. Rebecca Hall is the main character of this movie and was definitely the driving force forward in this movie. She was able to convey feelings that she was having just through the expressions of her face. So not even words, but just pure acting. She did great. The few moments that she cut tension with her funny moments, these were when she was being a complete asshole to a few other characters. These moments were seamless and did not feel forced at all. There are very little moments that take you out of the film, but the moments that we have with our silhouetted man could be missed if you are not paying attention or if you are looking elsewhere. There is a shadow-esque figure, a shadow man per se, in this movie, and sometimes you could miss it. I mean, I watched this movie, I think it was an IMAX screen, and I was expecting it to be one way, and he was elsewhere. And so that kind of sucked, but you get to recover pretty quickly from it. Now, what is the movie what is the movie about, right? Is it even horror? What would I define it as? Horror, thriller, psychological thriller? Honestly, it's a little bit of all of those genres. And I think for me, that's where it failed as a movie, not sticking to one category and trying to make it work that way. It did jump a lot in between many different genres per se. And I don't know if genres is really the issue here or if it was something else. But so what is the movie even about, right? So Beth, who is played by Rebecca Hall, she's a recent widow. Her husband committed suicide, and the suicide was by gunshot wound to the head. And it was very uncharacteristic of her husband, mostly because he was always just happy. He was like a happy person, and he was the one helping her like manage her mental health. But she didn't even know that he owned a gun. And again, didn't know Owen is her husband, was depressed enough or at all to go ahead and commit such an act. So this unexpected event is what leads her to believe that she truly didn't know her husband. She was married for 14 years, and the lingering questions of like why he killed himself and, you know, what was really happening and did I even know my husband? Where did he even get the gun, drives her to go through like her deceased husband's belongings. And she finds a book that she had given him, that has the signs, that he has built, and the house that she currently lives in, he built it and designed it. But there was also a reverse design of the same home. So basically where, like, it was a mirror image of a home that he was building, or that he designed. And these designs had notes saying, don't listen to him, scribbled on the side of the book. And she just gets frustrated, right, because she doesn't care. And she just throws it into a box and puts it away. Eventually, there's a deep, like, we have a dream sequence that leads her to power on Owen's phone, which leads her to look through his photos. I don't know how, trying to figure out a text message, he goes through photos, but I guess she was trying to see if there were photos of him that she didn't have or whatever. And she starts finding pictures of women that look a lot like her. So much that she thought that one of the photos was her. And the only indication that it wasn't her was the fact that she does not own that clothes, that or that shirt particularly, that this young woman was wearing. We have a few more dream sequences that lead her to what essentially could be called her end. Although this is a very broad explanation that I'm doing about the movie, it is 110 minutes. And there is, or there was a lot that happened in the movie that I didn't discuss. That being said, it dives into many genres, this movie. I mean, it plays with thriller elements, making you think that there may be someone physically in her home who is doing all the crazy stuff and the sounds that we hear. There's psychological thriller that comes into play with her dream sequences, not explicitly telling us whether or not she is experiencing, in fact, her dream, or if everything's just real. For example, at one point, she gets a text from her husband's phone, eventually falls asleep, and she falls asleep on the bed, but when she wakes up on the floor of her home office. That's what leads her to check the husband's phone, and there was no message that was sent. Now, we continuously see her go to bed and wake up elsewhere. We also have a time when her friend comes over and she falls asleep and immediately wakes up, but her friend is no longer there, who had brought her home and who had stayed with her. Every time she falls asleep, there's no indication of time passing unless it's daytime again. So, like, she falls asleep and then she will wake up. And it could either be that she was sleeping for 2 minutes or she was sleeping for 5 hours and then woke up. Like, there's absolutely zero indication of time passing unless she wakes up and it's morning time. So there is that. So this movie kind of just, like, wants to screw you over in every turn without telling you what it is. And I guess for me personally, that's just frustrating because I want to understand more. And apparently there was an interview that the director was saying that the script itself was playing tricks on him. So I think based on just that one interview, he may not know what the movie's about himself, but I digress. The other element that this movie plays with, it's horror, like I had discussed earlier. But when it comes to the horror elements, we may have something working for this movie, because things are just turning on inexplicably. There's footsteps in places that there shouldn't be footsteps. One of the things that we kind of learn is that her husband was kind of sort of into the occult. And there's a lot of ghostly apparitions that happen. There is one ghostly apparition event that takes place that just doesn't make sense. And it felt like it was out of place. And it makes you think that the movie's going to lead one way. And it definitely does not lead the way that you think it will after that event happens. However, we do have a development in the middle of the story, which leads to there's a possibility of a demon in place or some type of supernatural element that has a hold on the entire situation. So why do I feel like the elements of this movie or everything that happened didn't work? So the reason I feel like it didn't work was simply because we can't feel comfortable anywhere. Like, we can't feel comfortable if it's a psychological thriller and just view it that way. We can't feel comfortable if it's just a straight up thriller. We can't even feel comfortable in the realm of horror, which is a weird thing to say, to feel comfortable within the realm of horror. But there isn't anything where we feel, yes, this movie is this genre, and therefore then start understanding what exactly this movie is. There just isn't a way to just define it, right? So it's even harder to be able to say, hey, this movie is fantastic because of this, or this movie is terrible because of this, because it's neither one of those two, and it's somewhere right in the middle with all of its confusion, at least for me, the confusion for me. It's just not understanding how some of the elements that they tried or some of the storytelling that was told, how does that coincide with everything else? And how does it explain certain behaviors that occurred? And that's really the hard part to understand, is why did this happen, when it happened, and how did it happen? There's barely any explanation to it. And there's something weird about some of the things that happen as well. And I know that there's a lot of, like, me saying things and stuff and why and not being specific. The minute that I start going into specifics, it may ruin the movie for you. And I'm trying to do this as spoiler-free as possible. And you know what? Even the conclusion of the film is the same way. It leaves you, it doesn't make you feel comfortable about the things that were happening. There's certain elements about it that I feel like, okay, so this is what it was. But on a second, third viewing, it makes you change your mind about that. And I had mentioned that the director himself had said that the script was playing tricks on him. And you know what? It may just be done this way intentionally to keep the audiences on their toes. Or maybe it just had a greater meaning that I'm just not understanding. But at the end of it all, besides the fact that the story went all over the place in a cohesive manner, though, Hall did a very good job in holding down the movie. She was fantastic with it. If we had no one else in the film and it was just her, literally, like, no one else, no other entity or you don't even see the shadow figure as like an actual person. So he's just a shadow. So even if it just had her, and maybe even just the shadow, the movie would do well either way. Some of the scenes were just really intense and do give you some relief. Others just, like I said, didn't make sense. There was a scene with a ghostly apparition that just didn't make sense. However, I think that if we do view this movie, so if you go out and you watch this movie and you view the movie as Beth finally facing her demons, such as her depression, her suicidal thoughts, and her alcoholism, then it shapes the movie in a very different way. Is this movie worth watching at full price? I probably wouldn't. It's a bit long at 110 minutes, and it's confusing. So for it being such a lengthy movie, it doesn't give you that satisfaction of like, okay, I watched it, I understand what it's about. So I probably wouldn't pay full price for it. But it's definitely worth watching for a $5 Tuesday or even streaming at home. But is it a movie that you should go by yourself or you should kind of go on a date? I say definitely bring a date. Someone, especially for those jump scares that the movie does have, it'll bring you two closer. All in all, I'll give The Night House a 3 out of 5. It wasn't the worst movie. It wasn't the worst horror movie that we have had in 2021. It's definitely not the best movie. It's definitely not, you know, a 5 out of 5, but it was definitely worth the watch. And I did not regret being able to be invited to go watch this movie at a free screening. So between the next time that I see you and I tell you what you should be watching, don't forget, keep reading those comic books, keep watching that anime, and above it all, stay nerdy, guys.